This is CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go.
That time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
I think any sensible African out there should be able to recognize the song. This is music of Angelique Kidjo. It's called Agolo. She's of Beninese descent. I believe she's been active in the music industry from 82 up to present. She's an award-winning, in fact, a Grammy Award-winning artist, songwriter, and activist. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the O'Neill Africa Experience on a Friday afternoon. We only have a beautiful hour together, nothing else. And today I'm super stoked about my guest for the day. She's no stranger to the show, but every single time she comes here, you can rest assured she brings it. I've always maintained that she's like an amalgamation of Anita Baker and Shanti Savage. So these are two women whom I love, I adore musically and just how they carry themselves. And I'm super excited because Brenda Mutambo will be here today with us, performing for us live. And we get to catch up with her and find out what she's been up to. It is a new year.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The number one African music vault.
All right, so on the other side of this, she's already in studio. We're going to be chatting with the Brenda Mutambo. Stand by. I've said it before, man. We are the heartbeat of the diaspora. This is music of Sipokazi. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome to the show. We call it the O'Neill Africa Experience. It's the melting pot of everything great you need to know about music. And today is no different. In studio, one of my favorite vocalists, songwriters, Brenda Mutambo, is live in studio. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Compliments.
To you, everybody.
Oh. Wait, can I still say that?
No.
Really?
We're
is it done already?
Through, guys. Halfway through. We're almost there.
No, guys, I'm that guy. Like, I still have the Christmas tree.
Really?
Like, I'm that guy. I refuse to let go.
I forgot that there was Christmas. I think it's because we come to Joburg, you know, it's back to work.
Yeah,
we forget about. Yeah.
In fact, nothing like traffic to remind you that it's back to the grind.
Yeah, and last week was that, right?
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah. Look, you look incredible. So clearly,
thank
life
you.
Is going well for you.
Oh my God, thank you. Let me first learn to accept, you know, compliments. Thank
Why
you so
you,
much. I'm very hard on myself.
Hmm? You don't take compliments well.
No. Yeah, I don't know how to, but I'm trying not to be awkward.
Ah,
yeah.
I see. Firstly, look, I think it's almost customary that, you know, New Year, people pave this I don't know, they blaze this red carpet ahead of them and hope that things are just going to be positive and rosy all the way going forward.
Yeah.
But let's reflect on 2017 for you.
Mm.
How was it? How was the year for you?
Oh my God, I had a really good year. I won't lie. I had a beautiful year. A lot of things happened for me. And I think my mind and my energy, everything's riding on that energy that I had last year. I got nominations for the awards.
Yes.
I performed in big stages. I did a lot of things, but most of all, my heart was in the right place, you know? I think that's more important to me. I want to be in a good space, peacefully.
Yeah.
I want to be happy. So I was happy.
You're a mother.
Time. Yes.
How old is your child?
He's turning 3 now in May.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Last time I was here, he was not even 1, hey?
Yes.
Yeah. He's turning 3 in May.
How does motherhood change you?
I don't know. I feel like I became a better person in terms of things are not about me all the time. You know, things have changed. You know, I have someone that I'm responsible for. I'm more calmer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because with a kid, the toddler, you need to calm down. I'm more calmer, I'm more understanding, I'm more... Yeah, as I said earlier, it's important for me to find my ground and be at a space where I'm able to be all this part, be a mom and be a singer and be a career woman. So I've been, it taught me to be grounded also, that life is not always going to be about me, you know, so
that's
it's
a hard
great.
Thing to come to terms with, isn't it?
I was very self-centered. I just knew myself, you know, I grew up to take care of only me, at a young age. So I was so focused on myself. Then my son gave me the chance to take care of someone else and to just come out of myself and just, you know.
Does that affect your music in any way then when that happens, when that transition occurs in your life?
Yes. I'll tell you why. I'm more carefree now. I'm not really concerned about how you feel about me. I'm so carefree. I don't know how to put it, but I think it translated in a way that I'm bolder, became bold.
Yeah.
So I'm not afraid of a lot of things. You know, I gave birth to a human being, so I'm not afraid.
That's quite an achievement.
I'm not afraid. You know, of I know myself. I was very timid. I was very
apologetic. Were you?
Yes. I'll say that, but now even. On stage, like, I don't know, I came to myself. I came to accepting myself the way I am, with all my flaws. I just took myself as I am, and I think that it helped me a lot being a mom.
It hasn't always been easy for you. I know you were in and out of hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Was it last year?
Last year, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a kidney. I forgot what they call it, but my kidney is not growing. So my other kidney is like that of a baby. So I have to maintain a very good, like, healthy lifestyle. Because once I start doing crazy things, then it takes a toll on me. Then I get sick. It gets a lot of infections. So I have that condition with my kidney.
Is so it something you were born with?
I only discovered it, like, in 2010 when I had problems. When I felt like, no, man, I have something wrong. It's wrong with me. Then they said, it looks like I don't have another kidney. I have one at first.
Because the other one is small.
It's very small. So it's like that of a baby. Like, it's very small. It's not growing. So it's working properly even though it's small. But, you know, it takes a lot of strain sometimes. So I was in hospital for like 2 weeks, you know. So
this is something, from what I understand, this is something that comes and goes.
Yes. It's like something that it's going to be there for me.
Yeah.
You know, I have to just take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are some of the do's and don'ts? Alcohol?
Alcohol, I can't overdo anything.
Okay. Everything in moderation.
Yes. So I have to, alcohol, it has to be in a very small
quantities.
You know,
yeah.
Yes. A lot of water all the time, but I need to be active at the same time. Very active. So when I got the baby, I gained a lot of weight. That is why after that I got sick. But then it takes a lot of strain because I gained a lot of weight. So I'm in the process also to really take care of my health. That's why I was saying to you, you know, everything has to align with
nice.
Me.
I love it.
Health, like my body, my mind, everything has to be, you know.
Some people believe in consciousness. Some believe in God. How do you find your center?
God. I believe in God so much. For me, it's not a religion thing. I spend a lot of time. I don't go to church sometimes. But I've got a good relationship with God. I believe in God like so much. Like that is like my where I get my peace. So I'm always in. I always talk to God all the time, everywhere. You know, I don't even I'm not one of those people who fast or do all those things. But I believe in God. I'm just, you know, me and him are like best friends.
In studio, we are hanging out with Brenda Mtambo. We're coming back. Stand by. San Diego, San Diego, San Diego, San Diego, San Diego, San Diego, slow sample, one game's a slow. Happening live, by the way. You gotta love it, man. In studio, we are chilling with Brenda Mtambo and just catching up with her. In fact, I'm super excited about the next part because she's performing for us.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you.
Man, what a song. I don't get tired of this song. Tell me why you wrote this song.
This song, you know, I write about real things that happened in my life, that I observe. This song was like, you know, when you're with someone and you just want them to recognize you. You know, comrade, to recognize me. Hi, I'm here. Can you tell me that you love me? You know, you guys have this problem, man. You always feel like, I know, man, you know, she knows.
She already knows,
you know, we, on the other hand, we want to be reminded that we are important, that we matter, that we play a huge part in your life, that you love us. So I just, this song just came to me. I'm like, just tell me that you love me. I love you. I want to hear those words all the time, that you care. And
we get caught up sometimes in doing stuff for you. Mm. And I'm not saying all men do this, but I'm just saying a lot of the times sometimes that's how we communicate without realizing that all you need is just for me to say something.
yeah, to be there. You know, you doing stuff for me, it doesn't mean you're there. And sometimes you guys provide things that we can provide for ourselves. So, in other words, if you provide something in my life that I can do for myself, I don't need you.
I see.
You see what I mean? Like, we're not in the days where I want you to... It's good for the guys to do things for us and stuff, but those things must not, you know, replace the real things in life. Your time, you know, your
so
love.
So you want time out of a relationship. Yes. That's absolutely
time.
Key to you.
You must, like, spend time with me, you know. You must give me things that money cannot buy, because I can make money myself.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if I'm making sense.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure some ladies will, preach, you know, it, give sister. Me like
preach it.
Clap.
All right, so we're going to get into our first performance.
Yeah.
And I believe we are performing I Love You. The band is standing by. Brandon Tambo is here. Pull out your phones. Tell your friends to get the app right now. It's cliffcentral.com. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Tambo.
Yes.
Where do you go to when you sing? What's the place that you find yourself moving towards?
I can't explain it, you know. Music is very spiritual to me, so I can't explain it. I don't even know where I go. I go to a place where it's only me and my angels. You know, I don't know where I go when I sing. I love it. It heals me. It does a lot of things to me. So really, I can't explain that part.
It's just, listen, I can listen to you go on and on and on, and there is just something distinctive about your voice and your tone, and I'm sure you have been told this before. At what point do you realize that this is something that I truly, truly, truly need to be sharing with the world?
You know, it took a lot of struggle within my soul to get to that point, because my voice felt strange when I was younger. Mm. It felt very strange. It's very big, and it felt very strange. You know, to me, voices were Mariah Carey, you know, Whitney Houston, all that kind of voices. So my voice was a bit rare, so I didn't believe in it, you know, up until when, I'll be honest with you, up until I came to Joburg, because I went to the audition, and I didn't even want to be part of anything when I went to the audition, but they liked me, and then they took me, and then I became part of the band, and then my voice still is different. So I was always at the back, you know.
Yeah.
It took a lot of, like, you know, accepting myself, I would say, vocally, and going to a corporate space.
Yeah.
Because there, I realized that I was not happy. I was like, why am I so unhappy here? Then I realized, because I'm supposed to do something else.
Why is it that for some reason, you know, it's almost like we always have to go somewhere else in order to discover ourselves. So you had to go to the corporate space, and it seems for most people, that's where they realize, actually, I do not belong here. What is it about the corporate space?
There's nothing wrong with corporate spaces. There was everything wrong with me in the corporate space.
Okay, so you felt misplaced within the corporate space.
I felt, I was so unhappy, I won't lie. Like, I didn't want to be there. I was bored. Yeah, so bored. Like, I'll do my job, like, very good, on time, but I want to go. Like, I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, I'm bored. You know, I didn't feel like I was meant to be in one space and do one thing. So it wasn't for me.
I always talk about how you sound like this woman. I swear, I can't be the only one who hears this. I really can't be. I'm not sure if this is the right song though to
We used to learn now.
Come on, man.
You used to make me happy. You don't even try. You're hurting me, yeah. You're doing me wrong. I can see it in your eyes too. You're gonna be gone. And I know I'm gonna miss you, my love. I wasn't with you.
Thank you.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
Now this particular song, it sounds very intricate, like vocally. It sounds like when you record, like there's so many layers to the way you did the vocals. Tell me about working on this.
I think on this song, because the message of the song like dictated that rendition, because the time where I'm so relaxed, it's like I just wish I didn't waste so much time on you. So you can't say that in a hurry. You must just say so that it sinks in. And then there's a part where I'm like fed up at the end. I'm like, bye.
What kind of a lover are you? I'm interested in knowing this. What kind of a lover are you?
I'm a good lover.
Are you the feisty one? Are you the docile one? Are you the stay home one? What are you? What are you as a lover?
No, me, I'm a all in one. I'm the best friend.
We're gonna take the negatives from that. You slash tires.
No,
angry.
I don't. Shame. Oh my! Like I'm sure you can tell that I don't do those things. Like I don't do that. But I'm. There's something that is so bad about me. When I'm pissed or I'm angry.
Yeah.
I shut down. I shut down. Like I'm that kind of person. Like I shut down.
You don't communicate.
I shut down.
Like, really?
I close all the avenues. I close everything.
Like. So what happens in the event that you and I somehow we have an issue and you shut down?
Shut down, even friends.
So I have to come knocking like continuously until.
Yeah, if you're persistent like that, if you're that kind. But sometimes I'm a person. I leave before you leave. I'm that.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I'm that one. I'm like, let me leave this thing before he leaves. I'm afraid of being rejected. Yes, so I rather maybe sometimes hurt myself.
Actually, artists are afraid of being rejected.
Yeah, rejection.
Why is that the case? In fact, artists in general are very sensitive.
Yeah, very sensitive. Like, especially when it comes, you know, I think a lot of artists, I'll speak on behalf of, you know, some, I don't know.
Yeah, we've like seen them throwing tantrums in public.
They do not, no, they don't last in like relationships, because everything that threatens this space, this, we move away from that space very fast. So, because this is our life, this is something that is just, I can't change this. You know, so if this, you know, doesn't fit in your lifestyle or whatever, so I'd rather leave you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd rather leave than find yourself in a position where you're on the losing end.
Yeah, I don't want to lose.
At what point then do you work things out? Do you fight for something?
You know what? I've never been in any last relationship like of 5 years. Like, I stay in a relationship. Like, I'm that kind. Like, I stay up until. Yeah, I stay. Like, I don't rise from one to the next. I don't do those things. So, yeah, I give my all.
That's, do you cook?
I do everything. I cook. I clean. I do. I'm very domesticated. Yeah, like I can do everything. Yeah, I can be a career woman, I can be a wife, I can be a girlfriend, what else?
If you're just joining us, we are in studio with Brenda Mtambo, and we're going into the second performance. This is what we're performing.
Oh.
Band, are we ready? Okay, so I'm going to gradually bring it down, and we're going to go live.
Woke up with a smile on my face. Angels could have heard my prayer. Sun is shining on me now. I can shine my light in love. Woke up with a smile on my face. Angels could have heard my prayer. Shine it, shine on me again. I can shine my light in love. It's what I've been looking for, what I've been searching for. so true and kind to me. Love that keeps me floating above, flying like an eagle. I can shine my light in love.
Song. Who produced this particular song?
Me.
You produced this?
And Babsi Fosu-Tole.
You know when this song comes on as well, you light up.
Yeah.
I can tell you it resonates with you.
Yes.
You go to a specific place when the song comes on. You just light up.
I love it. I love when it starts, like, just does something. You know, it says, I woke up with a smile on my face. Ooh. I was in a good space and I wrote the song. When I wrote the song, I was feeling happy. You know, I felt some things inside of me. I was so happy. So I think it can translate, you know, it translates in the music and also live when I perform it.
What are you up to at the moment? What are you working on? What are projects that you've got your fingers on?
This year is all about just getting out there into the people. Because, you know, last year I was busy with the album, performances, focusing mostly on promoting the music, but now I feel like it's time for me to take it to the people. So in February 24th, I have a show at Joburg Theatre. I'm hosting a show there, amazing show that we're putting together with my team. So it's going to be super amazing. People are buying the tickets already. You can buy yours if you don't have. I'm going to KZN in Durban Playhouse in May. I'm going to East London. I'm going to Cape Town. So what I'm trying to do is to bring back the culture of live music,
yeah,
where we buy tickets to listen to music and have a big band. You know, I want to put these big productions and have like proper music, you know, proper big band. You know, I just want that. I just want to bring that culture of music back, you know, and not backtrack culture.
You deserve it. Yeah. I think there's just so much of you that we are yet to experience. I feel like you haven't even scratched the surface in terms of your talent.
Yeah.
And I'm sure producers have said this before.
I also feel the same. I feel like I haven't done anything.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm still emerging.
Where are the challenges? Where are the areas where you find yourself having difficulties maneuvering this business?
I think mostly people need to get, hear the music. You know, I think that my issue has always been that we need to play most of our music, you know, in our radios. People need to hear a lot of our music, because the problem is not that we don't have, it's the problem that people can't access. You know, people know a lot of other artists because yes. of the exposure that, yeah. you know, they get. But I feel like I'm almost there. I don't want to complain. I'm not a complainer. I'm always like, I believe that timing is everything. But I feel like if we can play most of our music, people need to hear the song. People, this is a beautiful song, but people don't know the song.
It's amazing. It's, you know, amazing.
This song, I've never heard the song play on radio.
That must be very frustrating for an artist to work as hard as you do and create, and you have this situation where you have absolutely no control over where your music is playlisted.
Yeah, I think
you've done your work, but
I've done my work, and I think those who have heard my work, they're really impressed with my work.
Yeah.
But then it's just a matter of access, like as I'm saying, like. And I think sometimes it's connections, who do you know, where do you know, you know, such things. But I'm not frustrated. I believe in what I'm doing. Like, people are talking about the music that I did 6 years ago.
Mm.
Now, people are happy. When they listen to the music, they love it now. And that was my dream in this music thing, that I want to do these songs. When you hear this song 10 years ago, you love it. You will still love it. And that is my whole aim with this music that I'm doing. Like, I don't want to just do music for the mere sake of making a hit. You know, I feel like it has to be more than that. I just want to create music that will resonate with you 10 years from now, that you'll listen to and feel good inside, and it will do something within you 10 years after this. So I'm, in a way, I'm not devastated with the progress that I'm going in and how far I've come, and whether it's low or it's fast, but I'm just happy that I'm here. I'm just happy that I'm doing what I love to do, and I'm going to continue doing it.
Spoken like a true superstar. Brenda Mtambo, thank you very much. I love your spirits, and may you continue to soar however long it takes. Just be successful.
Thank you so much. I receive it.
You deserve it.
I will be successful.
Guys, thank you very much. Much love to my producer, Palesa, for putting the show together. And the band, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. We're back again next week, Friday. Enjoy your weekend.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The number one African music vault.